WRQX Washington, now with DMV Spotlight.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And on the line this morning, I have the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, Nicole Lewis. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so happy to be on with you.
Oh, I'm doing great. Now, let everyone know, what is Generation Hope?
So Generation Hope is a nonprofit organization. We're based in D.C., and we serve the entire D.C. metro area, and we help teen parents earn their college degrees by providing them with mentoring, one-on-one mentoring, and tuition support until they graduate.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, Nicole Lewis. Now, it's a really great what your organization is doing. Now, you are the founder, so what made you start this organization?
Well, I actually was a teen parent. I got pregnant my senior year in high school, and I was on the college trajectory, so was an honor roll student, was in, you know, all different kinds of extracurricular activities, and had actually just been accepted to several colleges when I found out that I was expecting. And even though I was on track to go to college, I heard the same message that a lot of young women hear in that position, which is your life is over, you're not going to be successful, you're not going to, certainly not going to go to college. And I knew now more than ever I wanted a college degree because I was going to have a little one to take care of. And it was really important that I get that degree so that I could provide for her. So I made a promise to myself and to my mom. I said, no matter what, you know, 1 year I'm going to go to college. And that next year was probably the most difficult year of my life. I was in a really tumultuous relationship with my daughter's father, and we didn't have a place to live and didn't have a place to sleep. We had slept in his car in the high school parking lot sometimes. I didn't have transportation to school. So nothing about my life said college, but I actually ended up graduating. I had a guidance counselor who really went to bat for me and made sure that I was able to graduate on time from high school, even though I had excessive absences. And I was able to move forward with applying to college. And, you know, my family thought there was no way I was going to go to school because I was just in a really crazy place, but I held on to that hope. I made sure that I did what I needed to do to try to reopen my applications to school. And when my daughter was a little under 3 months old, I started as a full-time freshman at the College of William & Mary. And I always tell people, you know, I looked down at my feet on the college campus that very first day, and I thought, these feet don't belong on this campus. I didn't know how I was going to pay for college. I didn't know how I was going to pay for my books. And I was really looking around at other students who were being dropped off by their parents, and, you know, they had care packages and all the support in the world. And I was this young single mom who really was, you know, an anomaly on campus, if you will. But I persevered, and I graduated in 4 years, just like any other college student. It was really an amazing experience. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of, you know, looking at bare refrigerators, and, you know, a lot of sacrifice, but I was really determined. And when I graduated, my daughter walked across the graduation stage with me, and it was this very surreal moment. And I realized in that moment, as happy as I was to be where I was, I realized that there were many other young mothers who were not experiencing that same success. They were not walking across the graduation stage, and not because of lack of potential, but really because of lack of support. By the time I graduated from college, I moved up to the D.C. metro area and started my first job. I was working for GEICO and doing public relations for them, and really wanted to volunteer. I was volunteering with various organizations in the area, and really wanted to work with teen parents specifically. And one of the things that became very clear very quickly was that a lot of the support for teen parents tends to be on emergency support. You know, help me get through the next 24 hours, a roof over my head, formula, diapers. But the long-term support, which we all know is really around education, focuses more on high school completion. And that's because less than 50% of teen parents, teen mothers actually graduate from high school. Where you saw no support really, not just on a local scale, but even nationally, was around college completion for teen parents. And I really wanted to get involved with an organization that helped teen parents graduate from college. And there wasn't an organization that helped teen parents graduate from college here in the D.C. area. And so I had been working for nonprofits by this time and really learning how the ins and outs of how nonprofits work. And I decided to start Generation Hope. I really felt like it filled a critical need in our community, especially here in D.C., where teen pregnancy is a huge issue for our community, where we have thousands of young families that are really suffering from a lack of education, and they just need that extra support. And so Generation Hope does that. We provide each of our scholars with up to $2,400 a year in tuition, and each of our scholars is matched with a mentor, and that mentor stays with them as well as that tuition support until they walk across the graduation stage.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is a community-based nonprofit organization that's focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And you are just doing great things, and I just commend you. Your story in itself is just magnificent, what you're doing and how you took what you went through to start an organization. Now, for people who are listening right now, if they know someone who might be going through that situation, who's a teen mom right now and who's just trying to, you know, get focused on going through high school. Now, you said you're focused on getting them to college and college completion. So it's not just high school, it's college completion, correct?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Now, what are the steps that people have to go through in order to be a part of Generation Hope and to receive assistance?
Well, it's actually a great time to be talking about this because our application cycle is currently open. Our applications are on our website. So if you go to www.supportgenerationhope.org, you will see a tab for how to become a scholar, and you'll see a link to our scholar application. Mm-hmm. And applications are due April 1st. And basically, you have to be a teen parent. You can be a teen mother or a teen father. And we define a teen parent as having a child at age 19 or younger. As long as you are age 25 or younger, you're eligible to apply for our program. And you submit the application. You have to have two letters of reference as well as an essay. And we need your transcript. They can be your high school transcript, or if you're currently in college, they can be your college transcript. And we go from there. Every applicant, we request an in-person interview, and then we make our decision shortly thereafter.
Oh, wow. This is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is a nonprofit organization here in D.C. that's focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And I think it's so great because you support people up to the age of 25. So if you are a teen parent and you graduated from high school, but you're not sure what to do, you can still apply for the support from Generation Hope, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's because we realize that you may graduate from high school, or you may have completed your GED, and then you took some time off maybe to work or trying to figure out what you wanted to do. And so we want to leave that window open so that you can return to college with the support of the organization.
Wow. And how long has Generation Hope been in existence?
This is actually our fifth anniversary this month. So March marks 5 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're super excited. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, this is great. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She's the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is a nonprofit organization here in D.C. that's focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And when you were talking earlier, one of the things that caught my ear when you said it is you said, we're not just focused on teen moms. We're focused on teen dads as well. And I have not heard of an organization, I'm quite sure there are out there, but that have actually focused on the teen dads as well. Now, what made you decide that, hey, we need to focus on the fathers as well?
Well, from the organization's inception, teen fathers have been a priority for us as well as teen moms because, one, I think fathers play such a huge role in families. And if we can help a father get a college degree so that he can help to provide for his child, that's a win. And, you know, really our program focuses on young parents, but one of the most important byproducts of our organization is the children that we're really benefiting when a young mother or a young father earns their college degree. The future for that child is just immediately changed. And so if we can do that for a family, if we can do that for a young father or a young mother, then that's a win for us. And we're really excited about the young dads that we have in our program. They are so committed to their children, so committed to their education. They really fly in the face of a lot of stereotypes that people have about teen dads, and they're just a wonderful addition to our organization, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, wow, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, good morning. Welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is a nonprofit organization that's focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area, and it's really great what you're doing. And you've been in existence for 5 years. You're celebrating your fifth year anniversary this year. Now, do you have any success stories? Give me a couple of people that started out in Generation Hope that I'm quite sure you have a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a young mom who came into our program, Marikit, who, when she came to us, was actually failing her college classes. And because of that, she was really hesitant to apply to our program, and she was raising her daughter and going to University of Maryland, and I think was really at a crossroads in terms of whether or not she could actually make it to graduation. And she came in, her GPA was slightly lower than our requirement, but that's why it's so important for us to sit down and have that in-person interview. She came in, and we could really see the drive and the commitment that she had towards her degree. And we accepted her into the program. She was actually in our very first class of scholars, so was with us from the very beginning, and over the years developed a wonderful relationship with her mentor, really benefited from not only the tuition assistance that we give to her or gave to her, but all of our scholars are also receiving the activities and the trainings that we do as an organization. So we take the scholars and their children and our sponsors, our mentors, on field trips. We go to the Children's Museum. We go to the National Monuments. We do trainings that really are geared toward helping them to become the best students that they can be and the best parents, whether it be on financial literacy or academic planning or study skills. We have a conference at the end of the year, so we bring them together for that. We have people out in the community present workshops at our conference. So she really was able to benefit from the entire network of support that our organization provides. And her grades that very next semester were A's and B's, and she was just completely ecstatic, and we were so excited for her. And she actually graduated from University of Maryland last year.
Wow.
She's doing wonderfully. Yeah, she's doing absolutely wonderful. She had a job interview the very next day after graduation, and she's now a teacher, a preschool teacher at a
awesome
Christian school in Maryland. Yeah, and she's so, you know, appreciative. She's still very connected to the organization. And I think all of our graduates, you know, once they come through our program, there's such a sense of wanting to give back, to stay involved, to inspire other young parents to pursue their education, and that's just a really great feeling to see our alumni engaged that way.
Oh, wow, that is so awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, welcome, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is a nonprofit organization focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And I think it's so great. That story that you just shared was just so moving, and it's just great. Not only do you assist teen parents who are in need of assistance with college completion, but you also offer each participant a mentor and you provide activities. Now, how are the mentors selected for the participants in the organization?
We actually find our mentors through a variety of ways, whether it's media. We've been really fortunate to be featured on some major media outlets like CNN and Washington Post. And so we have people who come to us because they see us on TV or they read about us. Word of mouth, we have mentors who are currently involved in the organization who do a great job of recruiting their friends and their family. We also have open houses, so we invite people to come and learn more about the organization and this unique mentoring opportunity. So our time commitment is actually pretty minimal in terms of ongoing time. We only ask for 1 hour of one-on-one time per month from our mentors to spend with our scholars. And that's really because our scholars are busy. They are, you know, in college, they're working, about 90% of them are working as well as going to school, and they're all parenting. So it's really, you know, we don't want to make the program a burden to them. We want to make the time that they spend with their mentors something that really fits with their schedule. So it's really not a time-consuming commitment in that sense. We do ask that our sponsors come to an initial training in July. Mm-hmm. And so that's maybe for a Saturday morning / afternoon where we really train them on best mentoring practices and they meet their scholars for the first time. And then we ask them to come to one training throughout the year where we provide them again with some additional support. So it's really not a huge time commitment, but it is something that, you know, depending on whether their scholar is attending a community college or a four-year college, they could be in the program mentoring with us for, you know, 2 years, or they could be mentoring with us for 4 years. It really just depends on what their preference is and then, you know, whether their student is going to a two- or a four-year school.
Okay.
The application process is really simple. It's very similar to the scholars. We have an application actually online for our sponsors, or I'm sorry, I say sponsors as we call our mentor sponsors.
Okay.
But we have an application online, and they can go to our website, www.supportgenerationhope.org, and they'll see a tab across the top that says become a sponsor, and they can see the link to the sponsor application. They can go right online and fill it out and submit it, and then they'll be contacted for an in-person interview from our program staff, and that is, you know, very quick. It's maybe a 40-minute interview, mm-hmm. and we really use that time to get to know them, to find out what are your preferences in terms of who you'd like to mentor, and then they'll be hearing from us in probably the June to July time frame to let them know that they've been accepted and to let them know that we've matched them.
Oh, wow, that is awesome. So you have the mentoring going on, and you call the mentors sponsors because they get a scholar. And
yes.
Basically, so that's awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is a nonprofit organization that's focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And again, to be a teen parent, everybody knows the definition of a teen parent, but you assist the fathers as well as the mothers in getting that college degree. If you're listening and you like more information, Nicole, you did say that the application process is open right now. So do the people have to be in high school, like a graduating senior, like it's up to age 25 that they can apply for assistance, correct?
Right. They can be a graduating senior, mm-hmm. or they can actually already be in college. So, you know, we find that there are some students who have been in college and they're finding that it's really maybe challenging. They need some extra resources or support. So you can be a graduating senior or currently in college.
Or you can not be in college and just working and just want to go to college.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And if they like information on that, if you're listening, if you know someone who's in that situation right now, you're like, hey, Generation Hope is awesome. You know, you can go to the website and find out more information. And the website address again is?
www.supportgenerationhope.org.
Now, is there a deadline to sign up?
There is a deadline. It is April 1st.
Okay.
So if you're listening and you're interested, please, you know, jump on it, try to get on the website and get the information. The applications to become a mentor are due on June 1st.
Okay. All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is the only community-based nonprofit organization that's only focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. Now, you say D.C. area. Does it also include Maryland and Virginia?
Yes, it does. The entire region.
Okay. I just want to make sure because somebody's like, oh, okay, I live in Maryland. Okay. This is, I just want to let them know you can apply too. Again, if you are just tuning in on the line, it's Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is the only community-based nonprofit organization that's focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And you just explained your story and what the organization has been doing, which is really great. And you, Nicole Lewis, you were, in fact, named 2014 CNN Hero. And you've also,
I know,
congratulations on that. And your organization has also been recognized by the Washington Post and so many different other outlets. And that just lets you know that what you're doing is really great and it's really touching a lot of lives.
Yeah, it's incredible and overwhelming, you know, when you start an organization I always tell people, you know, I didn't have a Rolodex. I didn't have anybody knocking on my door with a big check. To have started this organization 5 years ago, really just with a passion and a belief in what we needed to do, it's just amazing looking back at all that we've been able to accomplish and the recognition that we've received. And I'm just so overwhelmed by all of it.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations to you. And again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is a nonprofit organization that's focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. Now, you do so many things for your scholars, and you have the mentors, and you also have events that you do throughout the year as well. Actually, you have one event that's coming up later on this month called the Hope Stroll. So tell everyone about that.
Yes, we're so excited. This is actually our second annual benefit walk for the organization. So last year was our first year, and it was such a huge success. And so we're doing it again this year. It's actually different from your typical benefit walk in that it's indoors, okay, which I was a big proponent of because did not want to deal with the elements and have to worry about rain. Right. So, and in fact, last year it poured and poured and poured on our very first one. So everybody said to me, this was such a good idea to have it inside. So it's a wonderful event. It's really all about the community. It's all about celebrating family and celebrating education. We have people come out. You can sign up as a walker for $25. If you register after March 20th, the price goes up to $35, but you get to come out, you get to have breakfast with us, we stroll around this beautiful indoor track at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex. We have fun activities, moon bounces, face painting, games. We even have yoga going on for the adults if they'd like to bring their mat out and have yoga. We have just fun activities, great music. We're so excited. We're going to have Sarah Fraser from Sarah Ty and Mel coming out to be our host that morning. Yeah, we're so excited to have her, and she's just really excited about the event. So it's just a really great morning of family fun where people can get together, and every step we take that day helps a teen parent walk across the graduation stage. So you can have a great time, but feel really good while you're doing it.
Okay, and the actual date and time of the Hope Stroll is?
The stroll takes place on Sunday, March 29th. It's from 10 a.m. to 12:30 in the afternoon. And again, it's at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex, which is in Hyattsville.
Okay, so do you need to pre-register for the Hope Stroll? I know you have to pay a fee, but is it a pre-registration on the website, or you can actually walk up the day of?
You can do both. So you can register on our site. You can see if you go to our website, www.supportgenerationhope.org, you'll see the events tab, and you'll be able to go right to it. You can register online, or you're welcome to come and register right on site, and we'll help you out at the door.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is the only community-based nonprofit organization that's solely focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And we talked about the wonderful things that the organization has done with their scholars and assisting people in graduating from college, but also the big event that is coming up on March 29th, the Hope Stroll. And it's a wonderful event. Now, you said it happened last year, and this year it's for the entire family. So there's no age minimum to come, correct?
No. And in fact, children are free. So children 18 and under are free. So you can bring out, you know, the kiddos and have a great time and not have to worry about the weather and enjoy the moon bounces. It's really fun for the whole family. It's also fun for, you know, if you just want to get a group of friends together. It's really just a fun morning for everybody.
Oh, wow. And this is awesome. And if you'd like to find more information out about the Hope Stroll or just about Generation Hope in general, you can go to their website, and the website
www.supportgenerationhope.org.
Oh, wow. This is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line is Nicole Lewis. She is the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is the only community-based nonprofit organization that's solely focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. Nicole, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning, not only just telling us about Generation Hope, but also letting us know about the great, great event that you have coming up on March 29th, the Hope Stroll. And is there one takeaway that you'd like our listeners to just keep in mind when they think of Generation Hope?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we try to really stress is that when we help a teen parent become a college graduate, you know, it doesn't end there. It really lasts for generations to come. We know that when a teen parent walks across the graduation stage, that the future of their child is immediately, you know, changed. It becomes brighter. That child is more likely to go to college themselves, less likely to drop out of high school, less likely to become a teen parent, less likely to be a high school dropout, all because their parent has become a college graduate. So there's such power in a college degree and the work that we do, again, it's for generations to come. It not only impacts that individual, it impacts their child, it impacts our entire community. This year we are recruiting our largest class of scholars ever. So we have 33 scholars in the program now. We are recruiting an additional 30 to 35 scholars come July. So we are essentially doubling the number of young parents that we serve in college. So this is a great time to become involved, whether you're a teen parent and you want some help with your college degree, or you're interested in going to college, or you're an individual and you're looking for an event to support in the community and a way to give back. Please come out to the Hope Stroll. It's a really fun day, but also every dollar we raise helps a young parent become a college graduate. It allows us to reach even more teen parents in the D.C. area and help them go to college.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. And if you'd like to find out more information about Generation Hope and just be a part, you can go to their website. And the website address again is?
The website is www.supportgenerationhope.org.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. My guest on the line this morning has been Nicole Lewis, the founder and CEO of Generation Hope, which is the only community-based nonprofit organization focused on college completion for teen parents in the D.C. area. And Nicole, I just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning with DMV Spotlight.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough for featuring us and for this great work. We appreciate it.
And we appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. And that's going to do it for this morning's edition of DMV Spotlight right here on D.C.'s 107.3. My name is Kokolani, and I want to thank you so much for listening this morning. And as always, if you are part of a wonderful organization that's doing great things in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a chance, go to our website, dcs1073.com, and click on the link that says DMV Spotlight, and there you can send us an email with all the information regarding your organization, and we can get you featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight. Thank you again for listening, and I want you to have a wonderful day.